I chose William Peace University because of the small class sizes. I feel that you get more one-on-one time with teachers. With class sizes like about 16 per teacher, you can really get that one-on-one help a lot of students need.
A 12-to-1 student-to-faculty ratio is just one of the many reasons students choose William Peace University. Extra attention starts day one for career planning with their Career Services Center. Find out all they have to offer at peace.edu.
All right, if you're ready, I'm ready. But yes. I have lots of questions.
Really?
This was tough to prep for.
I love questions.
This
really
tough
was
to
tough
to prep for, yes.
Why?
Because I don't know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. Well, welcome to the club.
This whole thing is new.
It is so new, which is really exciting. It's like a beautiful adventure.
Yeah. Well, let's welcome Liz Hopkins here from Delta Ray inside Studio J for that interview. And we should say right off the bat, you are still with Delta Ray. Delta Ray is still a band.
100%.
But there's a bit of a side project happening here. What is going on?
Yeah, I have just started doing some of my own writing. I think that over the course of the pandemic, so many of us had more time than we've had in a while. And I have always been a singer, have always identified as a vocalist first, but finally somehow was able to arrive at doing some writing and finding something that I wanted to say.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it has also been just a product of the circumstance of the band that I'm in, Delta Ray, who are amazing, and we're still rocking and rolling and touring. We just got back from the West Coast and it was really fun. We don't all live in the same town anymore.
Yeah.
And so I think normally if I had an idea for a song or a little melody, I might go knock on Eric's door or go knock on Ian's door or bring it to the group and say, hey, could we try this? But because the band is sort of spread out now, I sort of had to try it on my own, you know, sort of jump and see if you can swim.
Yeah.
So it's been really fun. And weirdly enough, both of these songs, A Tough Love, I actually wrote with Eric many years ago, started trying it out many years ago, and then just sort of put it away in a little closet of songs, and then I brought it back out and started. I've been studying piano for a few years now, so I was able to, with the knowledge, with the piano abilities that I have now, I was able to finish Tough Love in a way that finally felt finished.
Yeah.
And so then once it was finished, I was excited about it and I wanted to start taking it out.
So are you putting out a new album?
I'm working on a lot of new music right now. I don't have enough songs for an album, enough original songs, but I'm definitely working on recording these two that I have and that I've been playing out live. And I'm planning for Tough Love to be released on Mother's Day because it's a strong mom, really a single parent anthem, but you can hear, I mean, the choruses, we'll always have what mama gave us, tough love. So, I mean, it's got to come out on Mother's Day.
Right. Is that song personal for you?
It is. My mom is just my favorite person in the world. She's my best friend. She's actually getting into town tonight. She's flying from California over to North Carolina so that she can come to my show.
Yeah.
And so many of my friends have kids now. And I hear them talk about how sometimes it's difficult. Oh, I have two under five. I have this. I have that. She had three under five, and she was doing it alone.
Wow.
So my dad left when we were, they split up when we were really little. And she did the whole thing by herself and worked full time as a school principal in a public elementary school. And I look back on that and I'm just astounded. Yeah. I don't know how she did that. But she did it and she stayed positive and she just showed everybody, you know, if you think it can't be done, watch me do it. Yeah. I'm going to do it. So, and she is just still like that. She is a ball buster. I mean, in the song, it's like, I say she's a pistol. She's honest, painfully honest. She's tough. So, I mean, it really came out of admiration and gratitude.
She sounds like a very inspirational person, just hearing you talk about her journey.
She is.
And how that impacted you, clearly.
She really did. She's such a role model for me.
The music that you are writing and ultimately going to produce, is it similar to Delta Ray, or is it, what's the difference there, you think, for...
That's a great question.
Like, would a Delta Ray fan appreciate it and go like, oh, this is great, this is an extension of a sound that I already like, or is it going to be, whoa, what is this?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. I certainly would hope it would be the first one.
Yeah.
I do think there are similarities in that it is, it's storytelling and there's big vocals. My voice can get kind of big. Mm-hmm. So I think that that part is very similar. It may have a little more, I really grew up listening to a lot of soul and Motown and blues. So, I mean, it may have a little more of that than your average Delta Ray album. Mm-hmm. And I have truly no idea what's going to be happening in terms of background vocals. So, like, if I end up getting some of Delta Ray on it, which I think would be really nice, and I just haven't really gotten that far yet.
Yeah.
But I would say, I mean, this, if you like hearing Liz Hopkins sing, you're probably going to like it, because that happens in Delta Ray and it happens now. So,
of course.
Yeah. Awesome. Some similarities.
Yep.
And some, hopefully, distinctions. Otherwise, I don't think it'd be worth it to try.
Well, it's an exciting project. So happy for you. I bet this is liberating to be able to do this and sort of express yourself in your own way.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And I'm so, you know, I'm really proud to be part of Delta Ray and continuing to play shows with them. And also excited just to see, this is always something that I think was in the back of my mind. Well, what would it sound like if Liz Hopkins wrote a song or put together an album?
Yeah.
So, I'm excited to see.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thanks for stopping by Studio J.
Yeah. It was awesome.
So when I was looking to transfer, it was a lot of one-on-one, and it didn't feel like I got lost in a huge university, because I knew that if I came here, there was going to be someone I could talk to about every aspect of the courses I needed to take. But also, too, I loved the smaller classroom sizes, and I liked how interactive and immersive all of the learning was going to be. It wasn't just going to be me sitting in a room with a couple hundred people and a professor who didn't know my name.
To find out more about transferring to William Peace University, visit peace.edu.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.